Hey guys, Steven here from Talking Point. And guess what? I made it to Germany after almost 2 years of not traveling because of the pandemic. And I came back with chocolates and headbangers, which are basically some super crazy sour sweets. Some people have commented, suggested even that I should do a whole travel series under the VTL scheme. And I thought, what a great idea, because it was just around that time that they had announced that South Korea will be opening up a VTL for Singapore starting 15th of November. So I was getting all ready to pitch my idea. I was gonna tell my boss about why I should be doing it. And then guess what? They go and announce 8 more countries that have the VTL with Singapore. We're talking about countries like the US, the UK, Canada, France, Italy, all starting from the 19th of October, even sooner. So it made my idea to pitch South Korea a little bit less exciting and unique, and somehow I don't think I'm gonna get the chance to travel to South Korea, much less to any of those countries for the VTL. But it is, of course, great news for all of us who want to travel. So I've seen the comments coming in, and many of you want to know, you know, the planning behind the trip, what's involved. Well, if you haven't had a chance to catch the show, it is now on YouTube. Look for Talking Point. And in the show, we'll have some tips, for instance, like what kind of a travel insurance you need to get, you know, what's the paperwork involved, how do you prove that you are vaccinated. I was excited, but at the same time, a little bit nervous because the number of cases in Germany was still quite high. What did you think when I first told you?
Yeah, well, initially I was actually quite worried that you'd catch it and then bring it back to the family. But then after some thought, I realized it's actually quite a good thing because we'll get some peace around the house.
She just wanted me out of the house, I can tell. Okay, so let's talk about the flight to Germany. I packed a whole bunch of extra stuff. I mean, look at this. I had brought, you know, N95 masks, a whole bunch of hand sanitizers. The higher the alcohol, the better, I thought. And even on the plane, they give you what is called a care kit. In it, essentially, is a mask, surgical mask, some hand sanitizer, and some disinfectant wipes. While on the plane, the only extra precaution I took was to put on an N95 mask because I thought I'm in a confined space, so I want to be a little bit more protected and wear a thicker mask. Gave me a little flower too, which was made from, if you recognize, this is the batik that is used for the kebaya. So kudos to the SIA crew. So some of you have been asking also about getting around Munich and whether it was challenging. There was no problem getting into anything as long as I could prove that I fit their 3G rule, which means I was either vaccinated, recently recovered, or tested. Where there's a need to wear masks outdoors, of course, as you all know, no masks needed outdoors, but yes, inside buildings. Many people were surprised that I wasn't wearing a mask outdoors. Some people even said it's a bit foolish to do so. When I first took off my mask and I walked around, I felt like, I want to put it back on. But after moving about a little bit, I didn't feel as worried because it seemed like people were making a conscious effort to not get too close to you as well. I made sure that after every encounter or social interaction with someone, I would clean my hands, sanitize them. I made a conscious effort not to touch my face. So I think it's little things like that that will keep each of us safe, and it has to be a personal responsibility. Another question that has popped up asking about whether I need to do swab tests in Germany. So testing, in a way, is fairly normal in Germany. When we were there, they had the centers available for anyone to walk in and get a test. Otherwise, you could just pick one up from the pharmacy. I think it costs like €1. We did get ourselves tested before visiting this family because they had asked us to test. They wanted to be sure that we were okay, and fair enough, so we did. So this trip was really busy because we were filming for 2 episodes. You've seen the first one already, really showing what the VTL is like. The second one kind of looks a bit more at what it's like to live with the virus. Germany has started this process a bit earlier. Hopefully we can pick up a few tips and, you know, who knows, we may not be wearing masks outdoors soon, I hope. It was a really fun experience. I mean, we hired a local crew. We had a local guide, sound man and cameraman. It was lots of exercise as well because we were walking a lot, carrying a lot of the equipment. Among the touristy things that I did, one of them was to attend an ice hockey game. So that was pretty cool. There were about maybe 3,000 people in the stadium. It was indoors, so of course you had to wear a mask. There was no safe distancing as we know it. There was no one saying, okay, sir, please stand 1 meter apart. Please do not crowd here. But more or less people knew not to gather in groups. Otherwise, you know, people are asking about other attractions, museums, theatres, cinemas, memorials, everything's pretty much open. In some cases, they do have limitations on the numbers of people that can be in the building at one time. Essentially, they check mainly that you were vaccinated. So let's talk about food, because lots of questions about the food and of course the beer. I did have the beer, I had lots of it, fantastic. Sausages as well, those were the two staple diets. There's something called abbrezzo, which is a pretzel that's made of bread, which they use for their dips. So many of you asked me about insurance coverage and what happens if, you know, I get tested positive for COVID-19 prior to my return. Each country is different. They all have different procedures. Some will allow you to isolate in a hotel. Some may ask you to go to a facility. So yes, this is where travel insurance comes in. It is extremely important. You need to have something that will cover you for the stay if you have to stay on for an extra duration.
So for some travel insurance, they require the insured to undergo, right, the PCR test before the COVID-19 cover kicks in.
Oh!
At your own expense, of course.
Ah, okay. But only some of them require it.
So many people were also asking me about taking the PCR test. They're like, oh my gosh, it's so troublesome and so uncomfortable and so expensive. So of course, the great news is now there are only two PCR tests required starting 19th October. And in fact, if you are heading to Germany, let me give you some idea how much it would cost. Yeah, there are quite a few tests, but I think this is really the future of travel as we move forward. We don't have an option. Ironically, once you've done enough PCR tests, you kind of get a bit used to it. You never enjoy it, but you kind of get used to it. So when I first got back from Munich, I was telling my wife, hey, we should take the whole family there, it's a beautiful city. But of course, we know at that time, my son's 11, he's not vaccinated, that wasn't an option. But we now know that has changed, which means that family holiday is once again alive. I'm not quite sure we'll do it yet, to be honest, I'm still a little bit hesitant. Might just wait for him to get vaccinated. After all, I think his birthday is in, what, 6 months? Oh, 6 months? Better start planning a present. I think the most important thing is if you want to travel during this pandemic, just to make sure you check the rules and regulations that are there because they keep changing all the time. So plan ahead, get options that allow you to be flexible in changing your bookings, your flights, your policies and things like that. So thanks everyone. If you want to catch the full episode of Talking Point, you can find it now on YouTube. But most importantly, join us, subscribe, and we'll keep you updated on just what you can do when you want to take the next holiday.